I was about 8 when I first realized the futility of human existence. Why did the cow cross the road? They asked. It wanted to go to the movies, I replied. No, they said. It wanted to get to the other side. After that, I just gave up. My father called me a waste of space. That's okay. I still didn't call him an ambulance. When invited to kids' parties, I like to bring along my bag of limbs for the hokey cokey. I think the look on their faces as I put my left arm in, my left arm out, is what it's all about. If a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, and it lands on a mime and it kills the mime, and we had a party to celebrate the killing of the mime, would you come? Yes or no answer. Me. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. Kid. Well, where do all the presents come from? Me. Your parents steal them from other kids. Kid. Will they go to jail? Me. Yes. Me. There's no such thing as the Tooth Fairy. Kid. Well, where do all the teeth go then? Me. The Tooth Monster. Kid. Why does it give me money then? Me. To buy your soul! When I think of the dark, soulless emptiness that death undoubtedly brings to us all, I smile and try to find a kid to share it with. In my experience, I found that people who are scared of the dark also tend to be afraid of being a light. Scientists say most of the universe is made up of stuff you can't see, and they call it dark matter. I say most of the universe is made up of a giant unicorn called Bob. Where do I apply for my grant? I don't like it when people spoil a child's sense of wonder of the world by exposing them to the harsh realities of the real world before I do. When I look at my kids playing, I remember back to my mom telling me that too much masturbating was bad for me and how the bitch talked a load of shit. For me, the human condition can be summed up in 4 words. The needless focusing on trivial and irrelevant details. And the fact that you immediately want to yell, "Hey, that's more than 4 words," proves my point. When the dark thoughts start to overwhelm me, I always turn to the Samaritans. It feels good to unburden and fulfill my civic duty at the same time. I pity those folks who never have kids, destined to grow old and lonely, never to experience the deep joy of watching them clean up your shit. I do find it comforting that God sees everything and hasn't been unduly affected by the porn. When I think of all the people who live in countries that don't offer the same freedoms and opportunities as this one, I wish we could tease them a little bit more. I often wonder about all the gazillion little atoms that have to work together in perfect harmony to produce the shit that comes out of people's mouths. The question is not, why do I have so many dark thoughts? The question is, why has your life turned out so shitty? And the answer is, because your parents lied when they told you you were special. I think if God did exist, he'd be like me, bitter and twisted, and getting a real kick out of seeing innocent strangers suffer. I'm not religious, but if I was, I'd choose one of them religions that tell other people what they can and can't do and threaten them with stuff if they don't obey. Who is it who decided that having sex with your mother is illegal? And did you really have to screw that coffin lid down so tight? When I look at dark clouds, I wonder what happened to them to make them want to piss on people. Was they not loved when they was little? Whenever I hear of yet another man executed in the name of justice, I wonder about the desperate chain of events that led them to that chair, and whether it's true that they come, but mostly whether they came or not. Nothing beats that innocent wonder and fascination with which a child experiences the world out of them easily. Be determined. Be focused. Be patient. And eventually, they will see the same shitty, jaded world we have to. I definitely believe I could have become the next Hitler if not for the strong moral compass instilled in me by my parents and Candy Crush, but mostly Candy Crush.